by, you gotta swim. Raw.
There's some beautiful sounds of crickets out here on the island, and I've been recording them and incorporating it into my work. I work with field recordings, and I process the field recordings, I change them, and, you know, create drones with them, and also create discrete, you know, musical passages, or, you know, musical, hesitate to use that word. Maybe I'm a sound artist, and maybe it's not music, and then maybe it is just sound. It is very composed. So it's a lot. I put a lot of thought into how I put it together. And this is the opening of the Governor's Island Art Fair at Governor's Island in New York. I'm Jeremy Slater, and I have a sound piece in the attic in Building H. It's off limits to the public unless I'm present. The people who run Governor's Island just put it off limits. It's unfinished up there, and it's not really cleaned up like the other rooms are, and they just didn't want people wandering around there. It also gives it a certain mystery too. One woman said she thought that the central air conditioning was making so much noise upstairs, and that it was like the air conditioner. But some people really get it, and some people really hear the nuances of the sound, and it is very composed, and there's a lot of changes throughout the piece, and there's a lot of subtleties, but at first listen, it kind of just sounds like a drone. For some people, it's just noise. For other people, it's music. It's in stereo. There's a lot of, you know, panning happening and a lot of bouncing between, you know, left and right. I mean, ideally, a surround system would be good for this too, to really move space, sound around the space, but I did my best with this setup. It's, you know, two subwoofers and six satellite speakers. So it's eight rooms, so there's speakers in every room, and I tried to mix it so that different things would be happening throughout the piece and the sound would be bouncing around. It's a sound environment, and I created it sort of in reaction to the space. You know, all these buildings are abandoned. They were last occupied maybe in the 70s. Coast Guard were stationed here, and so they've been abandoned since then. And so the space was interesting because the wallpaper is peeling, there's a lot of dust and dirt on the floor and pieces of debris. And there's an overturned cot, and, you know, sometimes the lights are working in the room, sometimes it's just a naked light bulb. And I thought the spaces were very compelling and told sort of stories, and I wonder if this place may be haunted, or if what kind of history or what kind of karma is in this space. That sort of dictated the direction I wanted to take for this piece, which was I wanted to create a really haunting soundscape to tell a story, or to sort of reveal stories from the space that are sort of here, I guess. I'm playing at Music is Art in Buffalo next weekend at the Albright Knox Art Gallery, and I'm doing a performance at Conflux on the 20th with Tamara Yadow on Fillmore Place in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. So that's a Sunday, 1 to 6 on the 20th, and I'm playing Tuesday at Diapason Gallery in Brooklyn with WBS. Go to my website at www.jeremyslater.net.